Daf Chavav Amalaf, New Perk. The mission begins B'shlosha Prakim Mishana, three times. Panim Nosim Es HaKapem Arba Pamim Bayom. That these 3 days of the year, that the Kohanim do Birkas Kohanim four times during each of those days. They'll do it on Shacharis, Mosav Minchav, and Yasasharim. Those four tefillos, that happens 3 times a year, Birkas Kohanim in all four. What are these 3 days? B'tainios, Uvmamados, Uvyom HaKippur. These 3 days on Tainus, they're going to do Birkas Kohanim every single Tefillah. And Mamados, Mishnah's going to explain, they would do Birkas Kohanim in all Tefillahs and Yom Kippur. During all four Tefillahs, including Ne'ilah, they would also do Birkas Kohanim throughout all four. So you look at Rashi. Rashi tells us in the Mishnah of Ne'ilas Sharim, what exactly is the Lashon Ne'ilas Sharim? Says Rashi, before Brachos Yushalmi Perak Tefillah Shachar. Yushalmi tells us, Ema Asai Ne'ilah. Yesh Omrim Nilas Shari Mikdash, when the Mikdash would close, after all the Avodah was done, when they closed those gates, that's when they would daven Nila. And Yesh Omrim, the other opinion in the Yushalmi says, Nilas Shari Shemaim, when Shari Shemaim closes, I'm not sure exactly when that's going to be, perhaps at Shkia, Shinal and Osan Le'es Erev B'Gemar Tefillah. When the davening time is over, that's when they close the gates of Shemaim, that's the Lashon of Nila, and that's when Nila would take place. And it says Rashi further, "B'noagin hayu lispalal tefilas nila b'chol tanisam k'derech shmispalam yom kippurim." So we only know only Yom Kippur is the only day that we know you're supposed to daven a nila. Says Rashi that they used to do every single tanis tzibur, they would say nila. Other Rishonim argue in Rashi that say that's not true, based on the Gemara that they do not say nila on other tanis tzibur, only Yom Kippur. The only time they would say nila would be when it's a tzom for Gshamim, for there's no rain. But if it's a tzom of Tainus Tzibur, that would not have Ne'ilah. And the reason being, they say Ne'ilah is it's a tefillah of Bakasha, not a tefillah of Avelus. I mean, when it comes to all the other fast days, Tainus Tzibur, for example, it's not a din of tefillah, it's a day of Avelus. It's Avelus, Tisha B'Av is about Avelus. Shivat Sabbath Tamim is about Avelus. All these days are Avelus. Ne'ilah was not instituted for Avelus. When it comes to Yom Kippur, when it comes to fast days for lack of rain, that's a tefillah, tainus of tefillah. Only when there's a tainus of tefillah do we say ne'ilah. So the other shonim argue in Rashi. And Rashi might simply say, no, even the days of Avelus, even a tainus tzibur of Tisha B'Av and a tainus tzibur of Shivat Sabbath Tamim, which are about Avelus, it's also about tefillah, it's also about tshuva. So that's why Rashi would say ne'ilah applies there as well, seemingly. Okay, now the Mishnah continues and says, I have one other point here. Is Machlokas Achronim that the Mishnah told us that on these 3 days you would do Birkas Kohanim on every single tefillah. So the Chassam Sofer writes, there's a mitzvah derais. We know there's a mitzvah derais of Birkas Kohanim. The question is, when do you do Birkas Kohanim? So Michas Chinuch says there's a mitzvah to do it once a day. Once a day, that's all you have to do. That's the Shulchan Aruch brings. Once a day, that's all you have to do Birkas Kohanim. Writes Chassam Sofer, he thinks on these days there's a mitzvah derais during every single tefillah. There's a mitzvah Birkas Kohanim. Michas Chinuch again thinks one today, and the other tefillahs are simply a din derabanan. Chassam Sofer thought that every single tefillah of these days were chayiv in Birkas Kohanim midderaisa.
What do we do Yom Kippur today?
We do Birkas Kohanim during Shacharis. I do Musaf only.
One time.
In Eretz Yisrael, they do it during all of them, I think.
What?
They do it during all the tefillahs in Eretz Yisrael.
Once a day?
No, on Yom Kippur.
Cool.
Yom Kippur, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, then the Mishnah says, Elohein Ma'amados. The following are Ma'amados. The Fishinemar, the Pasuk says, Savas B'nai Selas Karboni Lachmi, says we say in every single Rosh Chodesh, we say every single day people say Karbon Tamid. That the Gemara is about, Mishnah is about to explain what Ma'amados are. Right now, this is what it is. It says, Savas B'nai Selas Karboni Lachmi. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu commands B'nai Israel to bring Karbonos. V'chi Heyach Karbonos Shel Adam Karev V'hu Einam Omid Al Gabav. How is it possible that a carbon is being brought on my behalf, on your behalf, and you're not standing there? The halacha is that you're supposed to be standing on top of your carbon and observing it. It's supposed to represent you. How is it possible that a Kohen is doing it on behalf of all Klal Yisrael? Says the Mishnah, Nevi'im Rishonim, Hiskinu Nevi'im Rishonim, the Nevi'im Rishonim, which Rashi tells us is Shmuel and David. Gemara is going to tell us that also. They were Mesakin, Esim Varba Mishmaros, I call Mishmar Mishmar. You know what a Mishmar is already, we saw each week there's a different family of Kohanim which worked during that week. And now split up into 24 Mishmaros. And overall throughout the year, there are 48 weeks, because 1 week's Pesach, 1 week is Sukkot. So leaving those two aside, we have 48 weeks left in the lunar calendar. So those 48 weeks are split by 24 Mishmaros. Each one gets 2 weeks. So those Mishmaros were split up of Kohanim. In addition to the Kohanim being split up over the course of 24 weeks, we also had 24 groups of members of Yisraelim who were split up. So the Mishnah continues and says, "Hiskinu Nevi'im Rishonim, Esim V'Arba Mishmaros, I call Mishmar Mishmar, Hayam Mamad Yishalayim Shal Kohanim, there was a Mamad Yishalayim of Kohanim and Shal Levi'im and Shal Yisraelim." That they'd all split up, in addition to Kohanim being split up, you also had Levim who were split up, you also had Yisrael who were split up. And what would they do? So says the Mishnah, he gives man ha mishmar, the time would come for your week, lalos Kohanim Levim lalos, so the time to go up to Yishalayim is your week to work. So Kohanim Levim olim Yishalayim, the Kohen Levi would go to Yishalayim, the Kohen would do the Avodah, Levi would do the singing. V'Yisrael shebe also mishmar miskansin la'areim v'kon v'maisib reishis. They would recite, and the Mishnah is going to explain, they would read from the Torah maisib reishis during that week. Why? So look at Rashi now. We'll read through Rashi. Let's go from Lefi shenemar tavis b'nei Yisrael. Rashi says, she'atamid ba minashkalim shekol Yisrael. Who would fund the carbon tamid? Well, all of us would give machas a shekel every single week, and it would be funded by us, all of Klal Yisrael. It's impossible for every single member to be there every single day of the Karban Tamid, says Rashi. So therefore they selected Mamados to represent Klal Yisrael. Skip to the next Rashi now. He said, Akol Mishmar, Arbav Esim Mishmaros Shal Kohanim Hayu. There are 24 posts of Kohanim. Ushmo V'David Tiknum. V'akol Mishmar Hayu Mamid V'Yishlaim Shekfun V'Omdim Be'ir. So every single Mishmar, there's also a corresponding Mamid in Shlaim. They would stand in the city, and they would represent all of Klal Yisrael. So Rashi is adding something further. There was a Mamid of Yisrael, a group of Yisrael every single week. Let's say the first week of the year would be one group in Yerushalayim who would stand on top of the carbon. In addition to that, in all the cities throughout Eretz Yisrael, it seems, there were also separate mishmaros that each city had a mishmar for each week who would represent Klal Yisrael, that city. Sheyisrael nechlach lechaftal mamados kineged arba v'esim mishmaros k'detani v'praisa shel mem tesmidos. Okay. So again, what would go on is as follows, that there would be mishmaros. The Kohanim would have a week, they'd work in the Avodah. Levim would have a week where that family would go to sing or open the gates up. And then you have other selections of Yisrael. Those who lived in Yerushalayim would have 24 groups of people. Each week, a different group would go down. In addition to Yerushalayim, every single city also had a group that they selected, which each week they would represent all of that city in terms of the Karbanos.
And go to Yerushalayim, no.
So they wouldn't. They would not. I'm not sure what their function was. I understand the people who go to Yerushalayim because they would represent all of Klal Yisrael. I'm not sure exactly the function of each of the local cities, why they'd have to have a separate week to do something. Okay, so what would these mamados do? So back to the Mishnah now. Actually, no, go finish. Sorry, one more Rashi. Rashi says, Hashar yu miskantin la'areim, u mispalin al karbon achem shish kabel barotzo. They would daven, Rashi said, they would daven on behalf of Klal Yisrael that it should be accepted, the karbon should be accepted. U misanin, they would also fast. And thirdly, they would motzin sefer Torah b'yom ta'anisim. They would take out a sefer Torah and read from Maisa Bereishis. So three things would take place. They daven that the carbon should be accepted, they should fast, and they would read from the Torah. That's what a mamad would do. So back to the Mishnah now. We'll skip the parentheses. The Mishnah says now, by Yom HaRishon, yeah? You didn't skip Yom parentheses? Are not skipped in yours? Right, we can read it. Yeah, skipped?
Yeah.
All right. We saw it in the Mishnah earlier. We can read it if you want. Do you want to read it, David? Should we read it?
Van
Shea Amaimon.
He likes to get his money as well.
You see, what are you up to? What words are you up to?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Anshe Mamed. You see that? Yeah. We'll read it. Anshe Mamed, the people of members of the Mamed, Hayu Masanin Arba Yamim B'Shavua. They'd fast 4 days of the week. Yom Beis Vad Yom Chamishi, from Monday through Thursday. V'lo hayu masanin Erev Shabbos, they wouldn't fast Erev Shabbos, mipnei Kavod Shabbos. Lo be'echa b'shabbos k'dei shel yatsu m'mnucha v'oneg l'yigiv v'taynis v'yamusu. And neither should they fast on Sunday, so they shouldn't go from a day of eating to a day of fasting. It's very, very dangerous for you.
4 days non-stop?
You would eat at night, just during the daytime though. Winter time isn't so hard. Summertime is much harder, obviously. So then the Mishnah says, Bayom Arishon, first day, Bereishis, they would lain, Pasuk's Bereishis, Vayirakia, that's the psukim that they would lain. Besheni, Yirakia v'yakavu amayim, Beshlishi, kavu amayim v'yimoros, Revi, yimoros v'shatru amayim, V'chamishi, yishatru amayim v'totzei arts, V'shishi v'totzei arts v'yichlu hashamayim. So that's how they split up the reading to read all Maisa Bereishis during every single week. Now, Parsha Gedola, a larger Parsha, which they would split up as follows, Korin Oso B'Shnayim, they'd split up in two aliyahs. We know every single day you have to have three aliyahs, so if there's a larger Parsha that they'd be reading, they would split that one up into two. So Rashi explains, look at Rashi, Parsha Gedola, first wide line, he explains it, Parshas Halalu Korin Oso B'Shnayim. These big Parshas they'd read into two aliyahs. Could go in Parsha Rishon Oso B'Reishis, the first Parsha B'Reishis, the first section of Bereishis, that is, Yesh Bo Chamisha Psukim, there's five Psukim. Also B'Shnayim Kedamrin B'Gemara. They would read that into two aliyahs. They split up. The Gemara explains how they split up. Hirakia Be'echad, Hirakia apparently is a smaller Parsha, I guess only has four Psukim, I don't know. They'd read that only as one aliyah. U'biyomar Sheni, Hirakia would be Be'echad, they only read that as one aliyah. Yukavu would be the larger Parsha that they'd read B'Shnayim, Sheish Bo Hei Psukim. And that's how they, again, each day they'd read two Parshas. The larger of the two, they'd split into two aliyahs, and the smaller one they'd have as one aliyah, because you need three aliyahs on each day that you lay. Then the Mishnah continues and says, "B'shachris of a musaf of mincha." So these davenings, nichnasin v'korin al piyim ki korin es shema, they would enter and read baal peh like reading shema. So what does that mean? So Rashi explains, "Korin osal piyim kolecha b'fnei atzma." Each person would read on their own. Ubay the Gemara might come out. The Gemara asks, "What are they talking about here?" Meikar katani parsha katana demashma the misefer Torah karina. First, we recite that we read from the Sefer Torah. We take out a Sefer Torah and we read for it. Then, how the Tani Apiyam, and then we end up saying you're supposed to read about Peh. So, the Gemara is going to address what exactly this line of the Mishnah is talking about. Back to the Mishnah now. Erev Shabbos, the Mincha, Friday, Mincha time, Lo Hayu Nichrasim Bipnei Kavod Shabbos. There, they will not enter into the Beis HaMikdash or to the Shul to daven because they have to prepare themselves for Shabbos. Any day that had halal, ain bo mamid. They would not be a mamid. B'shachris. They would not be there because there's no time. So Rashi says here, Rashi explains like what we said, but look at Tosus for an example of this. Tosus on the top. B'chol yom sheish bo halal, ain bo b'mamid shachris. Perish dahainu chanukah, the b'shah yom tov lo m'shachris la b'lo kabr musaf. The chanukah is actually the only example that we have halal, but there's no musaf. Every other example, the Mishnah is going to address the day of Musaf. When do you have halal but no Musaf? Chanukah is the only time that we have halal but no Musaf. Then the Mishnah says, Karba Musaf, a day that there's Musaf, then ain b'ne'ila. So then there's no Mamad during the Ne'ila time.
So what is Sin Mamad? It's Mamad refers to a specific time of the year, no? Because Yom Kippur is a specific time, Tayaniyot is a specific time. What is Mamad? These are the three times that they read four times a day.
Now, so Mamad would be that the times that they would enter into the Beis HaMikdash or the Shul and they would daven on behalf of the Karbanos.
But it says, Abapan Beyom Shahrid, Muhammad Rabinal Shirah, Betaniyot, Uve Mamadot, Uve Yom Kippurim.
Right. So Mamados, not every single person would do Mamados. So, if it, whatever was
but
your mom...
It sounded Mamadot is a specific time.
So,
Dainit is a specific time.
No, right. I understand what you're saying. So, it's only... But just like Yom Kippur, or let's say... Yom Kippur only comes once a year for us. So, the Mamad only comes once a year or twice a year for a person. Even though it occurs every single time, it's not the same people who are doing it every single day.
So there was Mamadot every single day.
Correct.
So, every single day, they did four times a day. In Siat Kapayim.
Correct.
And I took place in that mamad only once, maybe, or twice.
Exactly.
I understand.
Okay.
But no, not every day was four times a day.
It says in mamadot. Shacharit, Mincha, Musaf, and Ne'ilah.
Yeah, but there wasn't Musaf in the Eel every day. In when there was, right. On those days, right. Then they had it on.
The Gemara is going to clarify that point, but exactly, it wasn't Musaf every single day, even for the Mamadas. What it means is every single day of davening, they had Birkas Kohanim during all Tfilas of that day. And some days had Musaf, some days had Nila, some days had neither. Okay. Let's continue with the Mishnah now. The Mishnah says, longest Mishnah, yeah? Where are we? Okay, so again, we just said Karba Musaf, Ein Bin'ila. A day of Karban Musaf, there was no Mamad during Ni'ilah. There's no time for that. And a day of Karban Eitzim, Ein B'mincha, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. A day that they brought the Karban Eitzim, this Gemara explains how different days, different families would dedicate the firewood to the Beis HaMikdash. So those days also, it was a longer day, so they would be Docha the Mincha, and there'd be no Mamad during the Mincha time. That's according to Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo Benazi. Benazi responds to Rabbi Akiva. Kachai Rabbi Yeshua Shona. That's how Rabbi Yeshua would learn as follows. Kachai Rabbi Yeshua Shona. Karban Musaf Ein B'Mincha. Karban Eitzim B'Ni'ilah. He switches around a little bit. The day that there's Karban Musaf, then they would be Doche the Mamed during the Mincha time. And the day of Karban Eitzim, they'd be Doche the Mamed during Ni'ilah. So they're the opposite. Rabbi Kiva said, Ben Azar is the opposite. Karban Musaf is with Mincha as opposed to Ni'ilah. Karban Eitzim is with Ni'ilah as opposed to with Mincha. Where I was going to explain all of this. So then the Mishnah continues, in Chazer, Rabbi Kiva, Lios Shona, Kibben Azai, Rabbi Kiva, and the day of Karban Eitzim, there should be no Ni'ilah during Mincha time. Again, Gemara will explain to make it clear. Now, Zman Atzei Kohanim, Va'am Tisha. The day that the Kohanim and the Am would dedicate firewood to the Mizbech was 9 times during the year. What were the 9 times? And now we've saw this already a couple of times, I think, that the day of the Karban Eitzim was viewed as a Yomtif. The family, the day the family brought the Karban Eitzim, it wasn't just Stam dedicating something to the Beis HaMikdash, it was viewed as a Yomtif. The halacha is for that family, exactly. We spoke about, because one day, we'll see in a moment, the 10th of Av was one of the days that they brought the Karban Eitzim, and let's say it falls out that Tishrav was on the Shabbos, so you Docha Tishrav to a Sunday, so it was my day, it was a Yomtif for our family, so only fasted part of that day. We also see this is a ride they bring, that day a person brings a carbon, it's actually a Yom Tov for him. Just like the day of Bris Mila, father who brings his son to Bris Mila, it's a Yom Tov for him in the Moel, in the Sandik. So to a day a person brings a carbon is viewed as a Yom Tov for him. What? No Tachnu will be right. So what are these 9 days? So the 9 days, the Mishnah says, Be'echar ben Nisan was the family of Bnei Arach ben Yehuda. Be'esim betamaz, Bnei David ben Yehuda. B'chamisha ba'av was the family of Bnei Parish ben Yehuda. B'shiva bo Bnei Yonadav ben Rachav. B'esar bo on the 10th was Bnei Sina ben Yaman. B'chamisha asar bo Bnei Zasu ben Yehuda. B'mahem, along with them, Kwan Levim, B'chol mi shita b'shifto uvnei gon ve'ala uvnei kotzi k'siyas b'asim. Fine, k'siyas. What was that last line saying? So the 15th, that family did it, along with them, the Kwan Levim, and everyone else who made a mistake in the Shevet. So what is that referring to? Okay, so any family that they knew their family used to give, but they weren't sure which was their day, they would go on the 15th. That was a day for everybody to come who just forgot which day they went on. Okay, let's read that again.
Which family they're from?
No, but they knew they're part of a family that would give, you just said, right? Not every family was Ofer. So they knew they were part of one of the families, though.
One of those families.
Right, that's what I said, right. They knew they were one of the families. They weren't sure which family they're part of, but their family was definitely a family that brought Eitzim. But I wasn't sure which family, I wasn't sure which week. Not every... They knew, they had, I don't know.
I'm from Klal Yisrael.
Okay, now Be'esimbo, the 20th, of this month, Bnei Pachas Moab ben Yehuda, they would dedicate. Be'esim be'elul, the 20th of Elul, Bnei Aldin ben Yehuda, Be'echer be'teves shebo, Bnei Parish. Okay, Shnio, a second time, they already brought once before. Okay, fine. So these are the 9 days that they would bring the Karban Eitzim. The Gemara says, Be'echer be'teves lo hayimamid. Shaya Bohalil, the Karban Musaf, the Karban Eitzim. First of Teves, there would not be any Mamad. Why? So what's the first of Teves? That'd be Chanukah. There's Hal because of Chanukah. There's Musaf because of its Rosh Chodesh. And there's Karban Eitzim because one of the families brought up. So interesting why they don't say... Halal. I say because of Rosh Chodesh. It could be because of Rosh Chodesh. Halal for two reasons. Either Rosh Chodesh or for Chanukah. Either way, because you have these three things on Echad B'Teves, they end up being no Mamad.
Say full Halal.
What?
Full Halal. Halal Shalem.
Yeah, for Chanukah, yeah. So I guess it's... So it's an interesting trivia question. Which one day of the year is there no Mamadas? There you go. Alf Tevis, you got it right. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Chamisha Dvar Meira Es Avoseinu B'Shivasa. Five things happened to our forefathers, our B'Shivasa B'Tamas and the 17th of Tamas. The Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av, and five things happened on Tisha B'Av. So what were they? B'Shivasa B'Tamas, what happened? Nishtabru HaLuchos. The Luchos were broken, right? A couple weeks away. U'Batel Tamid, and the Tamid was Batel. Rashi explains, Vatel Tamid, top line, the Fisher Gazra Hamalchus Gzera Milakriv Od. The Malchus, the government, made a rule that you can no longer bring the Talmud. And the Mefarshim ask, what are you talking about? Because the Gemara in Erechin tells us the reason why they stopped bringing the carbon Talmud is because they had no sheep left. Nothing to do with the Gzera at all. No sheep left to be brought. So the Gvura Sari says, the Gemara in Erechin is talking about Bais Rishon. Bais Rishon, they ran out of sheep, so they couldn't bring it. Rashi is referring to Bais Sheni when the Malchus said no longer carbonos would be permitted. Then the Mishnah says, what else happened on, what's the third thing that happened in Shivasa B'Tamas? Hufka Ha'ir, that the city was sieged. V'sarf Ha'apostumis Es HaTorah, this is the day that he burned the Sefer Torah. V'hemid Tzelem B'Heichal, and they placed the idol in the Menashe in particular, placed the idol inside the Beis HaMikdash. Those are the five events that happened on Shivasa B'Tamas. What happened on Tisha B'Av? Nigzar al-Vaseinu Shal Yichantul Eretz, that our Avoseinu in the Midbar, the Meraglim, were told that they were no longer allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. That was the first thing, bad thing that happened in Tisha B'Av. Number two is Charv HaBayis Berishona, Berishinia. Number three was the Beis HaMikdash. Bayis Rishon and Shinia were both destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Number four is Nilchata Beisar. Beisar was captured, taken over, and Nech Shehair, and the city of Yerushalayim was plowed over, Machloker, or the entire city of Yerushalayim was plowed over. But those are five bad things that happened on Tisha B'Av. After they destroyed Yerushalayim, they plowed over the whole city, making it into just rubble.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay, then the Mishnah says, Mishinichnas Av Mimatim Besimcha, so once Av enters, we already know the halachas that a person is not supposed to, supposed to minimize the amount of Simcha, and details we'll get into. In Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lios B'Socha, and the week that Tishra falls out during, it's also misaper. You can't take a haircut. Umlechabe, so you can't wash your clothing. However, Bechamisha, in the fifth, the Thursday before this Shabbos Chazom, Mutar Mipnei Kavod Shabbos. One is allowed to both cut hair and do laundry because Kavod Shabbos. Now, has evolved throughout time, we're much more machmer in these halachas. If you simply had the Mishnah, we'd have much easier time during Tishra, but only the week of. Perhaps the week before, but nowadays we have a custom not to get haircuts even from the beginning of 3 weeks. So then the Mishnah says, Erev Tisha B'Av, what's the halachas on the eve of Tisha B'Av? Lo yochal adam shnei tafshilim, person should not have two cooked items during the what we call Sudas HaMafsekes. Lo yochal basar, lo yoshe yayin, a person should also not eat meat or wine during this final meal before fasting. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Yishana, he has to just change something. So Rashi explains for a second. Look at Rashi, Shnei Tavshilim. So he says, what's an example? Basar v'dagim, o basar beitzim sh'alav, o daga beitzim sh'alav, k'dam perak arvei p'sachim. These are just some examples of two tavshilim that a person may not have. You can't have meat and fish. That's considered two tavshilim. You can't have meat and eggs or fish and eggs. Any of those combinations would be considered two tavshilim, which would be usur during the Sudas Mafsekes. And again, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, just you have to change something, some type of shinoi, which the Gemara will explain what that means. Then the Mishnah continues and says, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'kfiyas amita. In addition to that, he required you to do kfiyas amita. So Rashi says, kfiyas amita is al paneha lo yashin aleh. You have to turn over, somehow upside down, and not sleep on it regularly. However, v'lo yehodu, the chacham didn't agree to this. The kfiyas amita is talking about Tisha B'Av itself. Up until now, we've been discussing prior to Tisha B'Av. Suddenly, we start changing gears to talk about Tisha B'Av itself. Now, Kriyas HaMita is something that we don't have nowadays. Turning over the beds, the different types of beds we have, we're not knowing that during Avelos anymore. Either way, so during the times when they did have it, there's machlokas whether or not they'd have to do that during Tisha B'Av as well. So that's a machlokas. Then the Mishnah says, changing gears a bit, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, lo hayu yamin tovim li Yisrael k'chamisha asar b'av v'chim ha-kippurim. There is no happier days in the year than these two, Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Shebehen b'nos Yishalayim yotzer b'kli lavan. These are the days that all the women and the girls of Yishalayim would go out in white clothing, she'ulon, that were borrowed from each other, shelo levayshin esmisha einlo, not to embarrass anybody who doesn't have, so everyone would have and everyone would borrow from each other. And call Kalim Tunum Tefillah, and all them, all the clothing that they would wear required Tefillah prior to putting them on. Ubnos Yushlaim Yotzes v'Cholokos B'Kramim, and they go Cholos, they go out during the to the vineyards. Umahi Omers, what would they say? Bacher, young man, son, Necha, place your eyes v'Rav Ma Ata Borelcha, choose for yourself. Atitene Necha Benoy, don't place your eyes on something beautiful. Tene Necha B'Mishpacha, look at the family, look at the family that we come from. Sheka Chayin V'Hevla Yofi. So appearance is all is fake. Isha yiras Hashem hi tesala. You should praise the woman who is fierce Hashem. Avomer tunu labim piyadeh vialu b'shar ma'aseh. All these things we say nicely in Eishes Chayim, and this is the day that they all find a nice wife for themselves. V'chein hu Omer, it also says similar to this. Se'en never inu b'nos siyon b'melech shalma ba'atara shata lo imo. So the pasuk says also that where is this pasuk found? Okay, it's Eno Reino Beno Sion Bamelch Shalom, Batara Shitra Lo Imo Biyom Chasinasa Biyom Simchas Libo. So what does Pasuk mean? Biyom Chasinasa Biyom Simchas Libo. Says the Mishnah, Biyom Chasinasa Ze Matan Torah, Biyom Simchas Libo Ze Binyan Beis Hamikdash She Bina Beis Bimheir Av Yomenu. So what does Pasuk have to do with what we're talking about now? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ze Matan Torah. Yom HaKippurim SheNisna BaLuchos Achronos. So, this seems to be another reason as to why these days were so happy. At least why Yom Kippur is so happy. Up until now, we said these days were so happy of Tu B'Av Yom Kippur because the women go out and borrow clothing and find husbands for themselves. Now, Rabbi Gamliel gives another reason as to why Yom Kippur at least is so happy, because this was the day of Yom Simchas Libo and Yom Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So, the question is, so we understand, Rashi tells us why this pasuk refers to Yom Kippur in regards to Matan Torah. Because we received Luchos Achronos, Luchos Shnias, we received on Yom Kippur. But where do you find that Binyan Beis Hamikdash took place in Yom Kippur? Rashi doesn't address that. So there's a Gemara Markatan that tells us that the Beis Hamikdash was completed on the 8th of Tishrei, during Shlomo's ruling, and they celebrated for 7 days, including during Yom Kippur. They celebrated for 7 days, and then they celebrated 7 days of Sukkot. In fact, this is the source that we know the concept of the Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. You can't take two Simchas and put them together. How? Because Shlomo HaMelech, when he celebrated the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, he had 7 days of Simcha during the beginning of Tishrei, and then 7 days of Sukkot. He should have just combined them and could have saved a lot of money, a lot of meals, just have Sukkot celebrating with this Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara learns from there that you have to have two separate things. You can't combine two Simchas. So during the Simchas, they actually did not fast that year Yom Kippur. They celebrated through Yom Kippur. They did not fast. And afterwards, they were so worried that maybe they didn't, they violated Yom Kippur, and then they were told, I think by Abaskov, that they did everything okay, they didn't do any sins, what they did was appropriate. But either way, we see from there, though, on Yom Kippur itself, in addition to Yom Kippur being a day of receiving Matan Torah, it was also the day of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It was part of the celebrations of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash during the times of Shlomo HaMelech. Okay. Let's begin the Gemara now. The Gemara says, "B'shlosh prakim b'shana kohanim nosim es kapayim." There are three times during the year where the kohanim would literally—we'll just read the Mishnah literally right now—would do birkas kohanim 4 times during each of those 3 days. And David was wondering, "Wait a second, the mamados don't take place. Mamados take place every single day. It's not 3 times a year. And further, not every single day has 4 tefillos. We don't say neila every single day." So the Gemara says, "Tainus mamados miika musaf on a tainus. We don't have musaf on a tainus on." Mamados, which take place every single year, we don't have Musaf. So explains the Gemara, Chasur Mechser, there's something missing in the Mishnah. V'achi katani, and this is what it meant to say. B'shlosh prakim, 3 times during the year, Kohanim nosin es kapehem kolz man shemispalim. 3 times during the year, the Kohanim would nosin kapehem every single tefillah of that day. Now, sometimes there are 3 tefillahs, and sometimes there are 4 tefillahs during the days. V'yesh meyem arba pamim b'yom. And some of these days had actually 4 tefillahs during the day, so they would do nisias kapayim during all 4 tefillahs, such as b'yom shacharis, shacharis musaf mincha v'nila, sharam. V'eluhain, and these are the days that they would be nosa kapayim all during all tefillahs, shlosha prakim, tainios, hamados, yom kippurim. Let's review that for a second. On tainis, every single day there's a tainis, there'd be nosa kapayim every single tefillah, but it was only 3 times on each day, on tainis. Tainis doesn't have musaf, so shacharis, Shachas, Mincha, and Ila, they would have Birkas Kohanim. And Mamados, they would have also 3 times, or 2 times really, depending what that year. It would be Shachas and Mincha. And if it was a Musaf day, if it was a Nila day, they'd have those tefillahs also. And then Yom Kippur also, they would have 4 times they do Nisias Kapayim, Shachas, Musaf, Mincha, and Ila. But not every single one of these 3 days are going to have tefillahs, Musaf, and Ila. What?
That's what it says.
Says what?
Exactly what you said.
Yeah, I was just saying it out loud, just to review it for a second. So, just at one point in Chasur Mechzer, I once heard from a Talmud of mine, the Lashon Chasur Mechzer, oftentimes we find the Mishnah has something missing in it, Chasur Mechzer. So, his father had told him, I'm not sure if it was his own Chiddush or someone else told him, Chasur Mechzer usually are a case when the Mishnah was written in such a way, a poetic way, to help memorize things better. Because they had to memorize the Mishnahs before they were written down. So they all memorize it. That's why you find oftentimes the Mishnah, sometimes the Mishnah will say they retracted on something was in the Mishnah. So if they retracted from it, why didn't they not just erase it from the Mishnah? Why did they leave it in the Mishnah? Because since they memorized everything, they kept it in the memory. They didn't want to ruin anyone's style of remembering things. They left it in there. But you have to know, even though I memorized it, it's not really part of the Mishnahs anymore. So everything was so emphasized on how to memorize things. So here too also, they want it to be a nice flow. So the flow, when the Mishnah says in the beginning, "V'sholosh prakim b'shana kohen nosin kapayim barba pamim," it flows much nicer than if you have to say the way the Gemara presents it here. 3 times in the year, nosin kapayim, v'yesh meyem arba pamim. It wasn't as easy of a flow, so sometimes they have to do that, make it a nicer flow. And it doesn't make much sense, but that's going to get you to ask a question. Wait a second, but that's not really true. We don't do 4 tefillahs in every single day of the year. And then into realizing that, no, it's only the days that you have 4 tefillahs would you have Birkas Kohanim during every single tefillah. But that's how he explained it. Chasur Mechzer's are really intentional mistakes to help you an easier flow in memorizing the Mishnah. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avuha, Zu Dibei Rabbi Meir. Up until now, we've been discussing the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah is according to Rabbi Meir. Aval, Chachamim Omrim, Shachos and Musaf, Yesh bem nisiyas kapayim, mincha v'nila ein bem nisiyas kapayim. He argues that at most you could have 2 nisiyas kapayim during the day, no more than 2. Only shachas and musaf, never could you have during mincha and nila. Man chachamim, who are the chachamim? Rabbi Yehudahi, the tanya shachas and musaf, mincha v'nila, kulan yesh bem nisiyas kapayim, divri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer, shachas and musaf, yesh bem nisiyas kapayim, mincha nila ein bem nisiyas kapayim. And then Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ne'ila Yeshba ben Nisiyas Kapayim, Mincha Ein Behem Nisiyas Kapayim. Rabbi Yossi has a third opinion. He thinks that no, you could have Shachar, Musaf, and Ne'ila as Nisiyas Kapayim, but you cannot have Mincha for Nisiyas Kapayim. So before you explain what the Machlokas is, so we have this also oftentimes. The Gemara says, Man Chacham, who are the Chachamim? What do you mean? Chacham are a group of rabbis who thought the same opinion. Well, no, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Why do you call Rabbi Yehuda the plural of Chachamim? It doesn't make any sense. So there's a Tosis in Beya, Daf, I think it's Beis and Beis, it is, that says that oftentimes the Chazal did this in order to give you the impression. We know the klal is Yachid v'Rabim, Halachik Rabim, the Gemara tells us. When you have Yachid up against the Rabim, we always follow the majority. So what happens in Machlokas here? We have Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi. 3 singular opinions. How do we paskim? So the Chamim, the Chazal wanted to say, to teach you how to paskim, we're going to call the Psak, we're going to call him the opinion of the Chachamim. So when you read them as Chachamim, you're like, oh, we paskin like Chachamim because Yachid Rabim, Halachik Rabim. So they wanted to give you that impression that it's really the Rabim who hold that way in order to know that we paskin that way. Anyway, so Gemara says, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi? Says the Gemara, B'maikimithli, what are they arguing about? Rabbi Meir, Savar, Koyoma, Taimamai, Loparshi, Kohani Yadayu. Why do we not have Birkas Kohanim every single day? b'minchasa, and during mincha time, mishum shichrus, now because they're concerned that they might be drunk. And you can't, there's an issa deraisa of saying birkas kohanim while being drunk. However, ha'inna, like a shichrus, now, what's ha'inna? On the days of tainius, in the days of mamados, where they had to fast also, so, and Yom Kippur, so there certainly is not going to be any shichrus, no one drinking, so one is allowed to do birkas kohanim during mincha ne'ila.
What is
Ha'inna now, these days, Ha'inna means like this time. But the times of the year of Tainus and Mamadus, which they fasted also, no one's eating or drinking. So there's no issues of being drunk. So we're going to go back to say Birkas Kohanim. But everyone agrees, Mikadin, you should do Birkas Kohanim during every single Tefillah. But since there's a chashash that they were drinking all day, and by Mincha time they come up to Mincha and they're drunk, and they're going to do Birkas Kohanim being drunk, that's an Issa Deraisa. They say, you know what, no more Birkas Kohanim during Mincha time and Ne'ilah time. But now that we're talking about a fast day where nobody's drinking, says Rabbi Meir, so there's no concern, one should be allowed to say Birkas Kohanim during the afternoon. V'hud Savar, Shachas Musaf Techoyoma Lo Shchiach Shichras. All year long, no one drinks up in the morning so early, the Shachas Musaf, there's never going to be concern of Shichras. So Lo Gazu Barabban, the Rabban didn't make a Gzeira. But Mincha Ne'ilah Techoyoma Shchiach Shichras, Gazur Birabanim. But every single day where people do drink, so there's a concern of someone saying Birkas Kohanim while being drunk, there goes on every single Mincha Ne'ilah throughout the year. They didn't make any exceptions. Every single day, even Mamadus, even Tainius, even Yom Kippur, there goes there that you should not say Nisis Kabayim because of the other days of the year where a person might be drunk. And then Rabbi Yossi Savar, Mincha D'Isa B'chol Yoma Gazur Birabanim. Mincha, which exists every single day of the year, so there it goes there. But Ne'ilah, the last b'chol yom lo gazur barabanim. But Ne'ilah, which did exist every year, Ne'ilah only existed on fast days. There's never a Ne'ilah outside the context of a fast day, so there's never a reason to be gozer. So Rabbi Yossi therefore says Ne'ilah wasn't part of the initial gzera. So what's machlokas? Rabbi Yehuda thinks that the gzera was on the afternoons. Whatever tefillah happens during the afternoon, whether it's mincha, whether it's ne'ilah, in the afternoon is the time period of shichras. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the gzera was during the tefillah, not during the time period. It was gozer and tefillah's mincha, but there's never gzera and ne'ilah, because ne'ilah never exists outside the fast day. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, which tefillahs are ones allowed to do in the Nisias Kapayim. So Gemara says, what's the halacha? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, halacha, Rabbi Meir, we pass on Rabbi Meir, who allowed you, according to our Mishnah, we pass on that you do Nisis Kabayim all four tefillahs during the day. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Nagu Ha'am, Rabbi Meir, he says the custom of the people was to follow the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So, Rav Amar, Minag Rabbi Meir. And he also says, he says slightly differently, that the Minag's like Rabbi Meir. Three different ways sound somewhat similar, three ways of saying we hold like Rabbi Meir that all four tefillahs you do Nisis Kabayim. So Gemara explains they're not as exact as you, not all saying the same thing. Man damar halacha k'ray meir, the opinion who thinks that the halacha is like a b'meir, darshin la b'pirka. You actually would go out, give a drush, and say in public, halacha is like a b'meir. Now the opinion that says, man damar minag, midjish la darshinan, oru marinan. Now the one that says a minag is like him, you wouldn't go out and give a public drush about this, but you would teach you, give the halacha, you would tell someone, if someone asks you a question, you respond to him that the halacha is this way. But you don't give a public address like this. And man amar nagu, the one who says that the people have such a custom, orila marinan, we don't give the psak that you should fast, that you should say birkas kohanim during these tefillahs. However, vi avid, if a person were to say birkas kohanim during tefillahs nila, lo mahajina, we don't make him undo, we don't make them retract. So those are three differences, nafkaminas, between the three ways is presented of how we pass on Rabbi Meir. Either a halacha is like him, or the nagu like him, or minag like him. Those are three differences. And Rav Nachman Amar, halacha Rabbi Yossi, he says, no, that's all wrong. We actually follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who says what? He was the third opinion that said, during Ne'ilah, you're allowed to do Birkas Kohanim, but not during Mincha time. And halacha Rabbi Yossi, and that's in fact how we paskin. So then the Gemara says, "Vahayina." Nowadays, so if we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that you cannot do Birkas Kohanim during Mincha time, asks the Gemara, "Vahayina, my time in Parshi Kohanim Yodai b'Minchasad the Tainisa." So why nowadays when you see, look around, the halacha is all the shuls do Pirkas Kohanim during Mincha time of a Tainus. It's against what Rav Nachman said. Rav Nachman said, we follow the opinion of Rav Yossi, that you do not do Nisiyas Kapayim during Mincha. Answers the Gemara, came into Besamach L'Shkiyas Hachama, Kampar Shukhtiyas Ni'ilah Damya. Since they daven Mincha so late in the day, so close to Shkia, it's basically like Ni'ilah. Is Rashi offering an explanation here? Rashi says, towards the last few lines of the Rashi's, came into Besamach L'Shkiyas Hachama, Shema'achin at Shkiyas Hachama, Mespalin Kol Shah, they would daven so late in the day, so I guess, since it wasn't smack in the middle of the day, where they'd be drinking heavily, I guess, so the Mincha time, all year round, they daven Mincha Gedola. And Mincha Gedola, they just finished their lunch and had some beer at their lunch, so they were a bit drunk. But apparently, on the Tainus, they would only daven Mincha late in the day, close to evening time, people weren't drunk at that point, so therefore it was very different nowadays. That's what Rashi is explaining based on the Gemara here. So look at Tosa's rice. Tosa says, yeah, sorry?
In tiny day, they would daven Mincha late.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, apparently.
So if you're tiny, you're not eating or drinking anyway.
Right, but the idea is, we said, the reason why there goes a Mincha is not because of the day of tiny, it's because the rest of the year, the other Minchas. If I say, I'm going to do Nisis Kapayim today in Mincha, to tiny, I'm going to say, oh, maybe tomorrow also I'll say, I'll do Nisis Kapayim. So there goes in all Minchas throughout the year, even on a tiny, even though you're not drinking.
No, but there's no chashash.
No, I'm saying, you're right, there's no chashash. But they said, since in general, during the afternoon, people are drinking, we're going to go to that every single mincha is going to be, we're going to remove Nisis Kapayim. What happens to be mincha on a fast day, why do they do it? Because normally they daven during Mincha Gedola. They take their lunch break, go daven Mincha Gedola in the local office. But in Tainus, for whatever reason, they wouldn't work. They wait till the evening, close to Shkia, and that's when they would daven mincha. Since that time mincha is different than the rest of the year, they allowed you to say Birkas Kohanim during that mincha and Tainus. Not because they weren't fasting, because the timing was different. And Tosas points out, the bottom Tosas here, towards the top, however, Tosas writes, "V'ha'itna nahog alma t'parsi kohani yadayu b'mincha samach l'shkiyas hachama." Says Tosas, "U'l'chach lo nahogu ha'am lomar nisis kapayim b'mincha b'yom ha'kippurim." And for that reason, they would not say nisis kapayim on Yom Kippur, however, during mincha. Why? We just said in the Gemara that the minhag was to say it on a fast day during mincha. The fishim is palim mincha ba'od ha'yom ha'gadol. On mincha of Yom Kippur, they'd actually say it mincha gadola. They'd say it during the afternoon, so that's part of the initial gzera. About the mincha b'shar tanias, for whatever reason, on other fast days, yesh nisis kapayim, they would have nisis kapayim because they'd daven mincha later in the day in a tainus, in a regular tainus, for whatever reason, I'm not sure why. Avabi kol makom b'nila b'yom kippur yesh nisis kapayim. Now back to the Gemara, the bottom of the six lines, the Gemara says, the Chuliyama Mias Shikr also Benisis Kabayim. Everybody was in agreement that if a person is actually drunk, it's Aser to do Nisis Kabayim. Inrai Meir, Rashi says, Inrai Meir would agree to this. The only question was, are you Gozer on a Tainus where there's no drinking? Would you be Gozer not to do Nisis Kabayim because of the other days of the year? But if a person is actually going to be drunk, it's definitely Aser to say Nisis Kabayim. So the Gemara asks, how do we know that's aser to do nisis kapayim while in the state of being drunk? So Amar Rabbi Shub ben Levi Mishum Bar Kapara Lama Nismicha Parshas Kain Mivarech and Parshas Nazir. So in Parshas Nasa we have three main parshas in Parshas Nasa. There's Sota, there's Nazir, and nisis kapayim. So Nazir is right next to near nisis kapayim. Why are they next to each other? So says the Gemara Lama Lacha Man Nazir Aser Biyain Af Kain Mivarech Aser Biyain. Just like a Nazir cannot have wine, so to a Kain who's going to bench Birkas Kohanim also may not have wine. So Maskev La Avua de Rabbi Zera, Armila Oshaya Bar Zavda, Iman Nazir Aser Bechartam, Af Kohen Mivarech Aser Bechartam. So if you're making such a connection, so a Nazir can have any parts of a grape, can have the seeds, can have the actual grape, can have the skin. So you're going to say a Kohen who eats a grape is not allowed to say Birkas Kohanim? That's certainly not the case. So Gemara says, you're right, that can't be the source. So Amr of Yitzchak Amar Kra, Lisharso Ulvarch Bishmo, says the Pasuk in Nisis Kapayim. The Pasuk says the whole thing here. Actually, no, this is not by Birkas Kohanim. It's later on. This is Bes Chanan, it looks like. Okay, either way, Lisharso Ulvarch, it says, Bishmo, Ma Mishras Mutar Bechartan, Af Koin Mivarch Mutar Bechartan. Just like a person who performs Mishras, the Avoda, the Beis HaMikdash. There's also an Issa Deraisa, by the way, for a Shikr to do avoda during the base in the base of Migdash. The pasuk in Parshas Shmini tells us that you cannot drink when performing the avoda. That's why Nadav and Avihu died, according to some. So there's an issa deraisa of someone drunk to perform the avoda, but someone who ate grapes is allowed to perform the avoda. So the connection, the pasuk connects lesharso to levarich, just like lesharso, somebody who does the avoda may eat grapes. So to who, someone who does bracha, this is kabayim, may eat grapes also. Okay, Rashi explains why is that. How do we know that someone who ate grapes is allowed to work the base of Migdash? Look at the last line of Rashi. Rashi says, "Ma mishrats v'chule over the avoda." Lo mitzar ela shusuya yain mamish. Only actually drinking wine is aser. The pasuk says yain v'sheich al teisht. It says you can't drink wine or beer. That's the only thing that's aser. Ha b'charta muta, but something else is permitted. It says the Gemara now. Now im ma mishras bal mumlo afkoy mivarch bal mumlo. So if you're saying now it's connected to avoda, so you should say just like the avoda cannot be performed through bal mum, so to bal mum shouldn't be able to do the avoda the birkas kohanim. So Gemara says, "Ha'ishka shel nazir, but we already connected to a nazir, and a Baal Mum is allowed to be a nazir, so the Baal Mum could do Birkas Kohanim. So you have being pulled in two different directions. So why are we connecting it only to Kula? We only connect it to Birkas Kohanim to that of Avoda in regards to a Kula to allow you to eat grapes. So we should also connect it in terms of a Chumra to Aser Baal Mum." Gemara says, really, it's a smacht in the new, midirbanan ulakula. It's really only a smacht, the connection to a bracha, to mishras is only a smacht of alma, so therefore, since it's only a smacht, we're only going to bring over the kulas, but not the chumras to it. Now, at the end of the day, there's actually interesting machlokas to, in general, about nisis kapayim. There's a big nafkamina when it comes, not big, but there is an nafkamina when it comes to drinking wine. There's a big, what's the discussion? How do you categorize birkas kohanim? Some Rishonim think birkas kohanim is a type of tefillah. Others think birkas kohanim is a type of an avoda. It takes place every single day in the base of the Mikdash. So some say it's like a avoda, like the Gemara here connects it to mishras. Others think it's more of a bracha and a tvila. So what's the nafkamina? So the nafkamina is how much one nafkamina is, how much does one have to drink to not be allowed to say birkas kohanim? If you learn it, that's based on avoda, so whatever the shear is of not being able to do avoda, that's the shear of how much you can't drink for doing birkas kohanim. So the shear person cannot drink for an avoda is a revis. So if a person drinks a revis of wine, he can't do birkas kohanim. But Tosos, and I think it's Croesus, says, no, we learn based on tefillah. Whatever the shear of tefillah is that you can no longer daven anymore, that's the same exact shear. A person no longer is allowed to do birkas kohanim. The Tosos and Croesus thinks it's more similar to tefillah than it is to an avoda. The different shear, I forget what the shear is, but the Tosos and Croesus says which it's a different. Imagining the one for tefillah is greater.
Tefillah, I think, is you have to be so shikr-like.
But I only told us to use that shear though. I know we had the halach last week paskin. I think he used a different shear. I'll look it up afterwards. But that's a big now. That's one big nafkamina. Okay, so we'll stop here.